Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Thank you.
Today is National Teacher Day.
National Teacher Day has been around since 1953.
I'm a teacher.
She tries to help kids learn.
I'm a teacher.
She's really good at math.
Nice and kind.
I'm a teacher.
And she reads good books to us.
I work hard every day.
To educate your kids.
Take a moment to say thank you.
A huge thank you to a teacher.
Happy National Teachers Day.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2333. Tuesday morning, 6:07, Carla, on National Teacher's Day today.
Yes, it is. Well, you know what? God love you, teachers, for doing what you do.
And putting up with what you put up with.
Yeah.
Way to go. Nice job. Well done. Should get paid more.
No kidding.
And as I look back at some of my teachers, I apologize. I wish I could have turned out better for all of your hard work and trying to educate me. But
I have a friend who is now a principal.
Mm-hmm.
And she is recovering. Junior high because of a girl fight.
Oh.
And, of course, she tried to break it up, and they shoved her, and she had it busted up the back of her head, went to the ground. So, God love you, teachers. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a whole different time now.
And I feel so, so bad. Man, teachers, you know what? And if any of you are listening this morning, like I say, Mike and I both, we commend you, you do the Lord's work. You really do. Because it is tough out there, man.
Yeah.
And I think we all had some that really influenced us. That's for sure. One or two, at least.
All right.
That influenced us.
National Teachers Day today. So salute your favorite teachers in any way possible.
Yes.
First winner in the 10K payday contest on this Tuesday morning, Lisa Johnson. Carla got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction when she found out she just won $500.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. What are you going to do with the money?
I don't know yet. I think I'm going to get a tattoo.
What about that, huh? I'm going to get a tattoo.
Get the station. Yes. Get the station call letters tattooed.
Yes. What do you think of that?
On a $500 bill.
Yeah.
There you go. Do that.
She, of course, along with everybody who had an on-time and correct entry into the app or on our website, also qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you.
Okay.
Sunshine warm today, going to be windy this morning.
Yes, it already is.
And then hopefully calming down by this afternoon. Highs in the low 80s today, mid to upper 80s tomorrow. Got 68 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, man, listen, a list of 10 foods that cause arguments every time they're mentioned. That includes hot dogs and their toppings.
Uh-huh.
Pizza, just everything about pizza seems to cause arguments when you're discussing it. And cheesesteaks that aren't from Philadelphia. That's not how we do it in Philly. That's not how we do it there. We don't do it like
so
that.
So these are foods that when couples go out.
No, just friends, anybody.
And start arguing over how it's prepared, how it's,
exactly.
You know, the condiments and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You get very bothered when you hear people put things on hot dogs that you don't put on them. You know?
Well, I don't put anything on my hot dog.
Exactly.
More so pizza with the pineapple and stuff like that.
Right.
But nonetheless, I see what you mean.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
This is funny. New survey found the top types of exercises that people avoid doing in public are crunches. Most people don't want other people to see them doing them. The rest of them are sit-ups, squats, push-ups, and lunges. They say there's no real reasoning behind it, but from what people say, first of all, with crunches, sit-ups, push-ups, we don't think we can do as many as we'd like to do, so they're intimidating. And then squats and lunges, we have to push our butts out and our crotches, and so we look stupid, and so people don't like doing those in public. I'll do that at home. I don't want to see. Everybody doesn't seem to see my butt. That's all. Forget it.
Stick it out like
that. Yes, that's right. And GM is building an electric Corvette they're putting together. So that's kind of cool. I don't know if there are any, you know, Corvette people out there who want to publicly advertise how smug they are, but, you know, they're building that. I'm not
it just seems, I don't know, as cool as it sounds, it also sounds like an electric Corvette. I mean, that's why you buy the Corvette. I got to plug my car in.
Is there one between here and Bakersfield? I can't. Is there a plug?
It's just
plug,
weird.
Right? I know. It does seem odd. I know. You should be burning gas.
Right.
If you have a Corvette. I mean,
you don't buy a Corvette to have it go by a bunch of people going.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, it'll probably go, but you'll still have to stop and plug.
Right.
Plug
but the noise
in.
Level.
Yes, that's right.
Is like.
Honey, do we have an extension cord? Did we bring one? Okay.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
I know, it is. It is Tuesday. Few things you should know brought to you by Northwest Career College programs in medical, dental, legal, massage, business, on campus or online, northwestcareercollege.edu.
Carla and I are just talking off the air, National Teachers Day today.
Yes, it is.
Is there that one teacher that to this day stands out that you look back on, Carla, that for whatever reason was an inspiration, helped you move along to where you are now?
Yes. Yes, it was Mrs. Sort. In fifth grade, we had to do speeches. Oh, everybody was just, there were kids out sick the day we had to do it. I was all over it. Speeches? This is great.
I'll do 5-10 minutes.
Yes, it's like if I could just do these, life would be great. So I did it. It had to be a demonstration type thing. You had to tell the class how to do something, which was pretty deep, you know.
Yeah.
But I did the old, you know, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And really, it was just mostly, you know, like five to eight, kind of, you know, just kind of an open mic of me just kind of riffing and vamping. And,
fifth grade.
Yeah.
Did she give you the line at any point? And, you know, just said, all right.
Yeah, really? They pulled the cane out. Get her off stage. Get her off. No, actually, she came up to me afterwards. She stopped me after class, no joke, and said, that really was amazing. You know, just your poise and your confidence. In fifth grade. And that is exactly when I knew that it's like, I'm going to do something like
this. What's fifth grade? Like 12, 13,
you're,
11,
you're like
12?
10. Yeah, you're like, what, like 10 years old?
6, 10, 11?
7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Loved
anybody
it.
Listening this morning, if you're listening this morning on National Teacher's Day, who is that one teacher that you look back on?
And might I add that Mrs. Sort came to see me do comedy. Now it's been probably, it was probably about 20 years ago, 18, 20 years ago. She came to see me. She brought me roses because I mentioned her in an article once.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, her daughter has come to see me a couple times as well. Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
It was
see,
really cool.
That's a great National Teachers Day salute.
It was really, really cool.
Mrs. Sort.
Yep, Mrs.
All right.
Sort.
Who would you like to salute as a teacher that you had, you know, just years ago that for whatever reason they still remain in your mind, they made an impact?
Yep.
National Teachers Day today. So we're asking you, is there that one teacher that to this day you look back and said, yeah, he or she made an impact?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this teacher because of blah, blah, blah. My teacher was, believe it or not, at one time I wanted to be a history teacher.
Uh-huh.
Because like you, with your teacher, Mrs. Sort.
Right.
It was all, I thought history was all about stories, just telling stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mr. Sobolewski, who I had in junior high, was such a good storyteller.
Ah, that's cool.
When it came to history and helped you remember dates and stuff like that, I thought, I could do this. I could do this.
Yeah.
Because people thought it was boring, you know, history.
Yeah,
but he had a way of just making it so cool. And, so that was my guy.
That's cool. No, that's cool.
But if you have 1-702-739-9636, text line's blowing up this morning.
Yeah. Chris said, my second grade teacher, Mrs. Antonio, my teacher when my family lived in Afghanistan. My father worked for the UN. This was 50 years ago. I actually found her online, sent her an email. She sent me one back, and I literally sat at my computer and cried. Wow. That's really cool. Another listener, third grade teacher. I'm 50 now. Mrs. Kultko. I was always a slow student in class and sent to special ed several times by teachers.
Yeah.
But with her, I never felt stupid. She made it sound like it wasn't a bad thing. Years later, when I served our country in the U.S. Marine Corps, I went back once a year to tell our students to stay in school, do the right thing, in my full dress blues.
Wow.
One of her students asked me a question about my mom does drugs. What should I do? And I talked to him, and I'm hoping that maybe I made a difference in that kid's life. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. He said it's interesting because kids will say the darndest things to somebody in a uniform.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's great.
Gosh. People, you know what? Some teachers did really influence our lives in ways they don't even know. And I hope that somewhere along the way you were able to tell them that or show them that.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
People on the phone, we'll get to that. Take a break and be back. Another text as we salute our teachers.
Wow.
You know, looking back, that one teacher that made an impact on you.
This is interesting. Jerry said, I had Mr. Bowman, and this was a health class. We had to do the thing where you had an egg for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and one of the guys in my class.
I remember that.
Yeah. And we had to take care of the baby, you know, all of that stuff. He actually taught me that I did not want children, which is a good thing. I am a fantastic aunt, but it was tough at that time when we were 16 years old, me and my then boyfriend, trying to take care of just a stupid egg. But he was really great about it. And as I saw him out and about later in life, I saw what a great father he was. And he went on to be such a great grandfather as well. But it was very important to me. He probably didn't even know it.
And by the way, in wake of that text, you had just found out that Mrs. Sort, your teacher,
Barbara Sort, she just passed away last year.
You thought it was a while ago.
I did think it was a while ago because I'd seen her daughter, like I say.
Yeah.
And she said she was kind of having a rough time. But for the love of God, she went on to work like in aerospace after that. Taught for 25 years, worked in aerospace. Then she was involved in the Civil Air Patrol. It's like this woman was way ahead of her time. Way ahead of her time.
That was the one that lifted you to what you do today.
Yes. So,
all right.
Yes.
Our friend from Navajo Tacos on the phone. What's your story?
Listen, I had a band teacher in ninth grade, and it wasn't a good thing that I remember. I missed it. I was playing the drums at the time and missed my beat or whatever, and he came up there and hit me over the head with the drumstick.
Yeah, and there's that. Yes.
Yeah, if you want to go the other way.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was an accomplished drummer, and I ended up teaching myself because he tried to teach me.
Yeah.
And every time I made a mistake, he'd whack me on the leg with a drumstick. And I said, you know what, Dad? I'll do this on my own. Navajo Tacos, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, what about you? What's your story?
I got a touching story, many of them, but one is very similar to yours, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
My history teacher, he was also an American government teacher, but he would dress up in each period that he was teaching. So he would wear the white wigs and the period dress.
That's wild.
So, that's really cool. Yeah. That's so cool.
See, now that's something I would actually do.
That would absolutely be something you would do.
Oh, my gosh.
What is he, Thomas Jefferson? I think.
God, it was weird. He would dress up like a Native American, you know, a white wig, a British soldier. I mean, it was all kinds of things.
Oh, my God. I love it. Is Mr. O'Brien Madeline Albright? He's Madeline Albright today.
No kidding.
Yes. Yeah.
He did Margaret Thatcher one week.
Oh, my God. That is
and
great.
And comes in looking like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire, I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's too funny. Have a great day. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm doing a one-week stand.
Yeah. But really? It was just dressing up for class, huh? Okay.
Good stuff.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
as we were talking about teachers last hour.
Yes.
And you just found out that your impact teacher.
Yes, she passed away just last year at a ripe old age of 92 years old.
Now, you had thought that she'd passed away several years ago.
I did. Her daughter came to see me, and she said she was just kind of having a rough time. She said she's having a rough time.
Right.
But she's doing okay, and I want to say that was 13, 14 years ago, you know. But so I wrote in her memory book online. Would you like me to read it? All right.
Tell everybody what you wrote.
I said, Mrs. Sort was a wonderful woman and one of the best teachers I ever had. She inspired me to become the comedian and now radio host that I became because of the days we had to give those speeches in class. No one wanted to do them except me. She complimented me several times and told me I was very natural and that I should do, and I'm quoting her, something where I could use my voice and be myself. She didn't know how right she was. I mentioned her in a write-up in the Reno paper about 20 years ago when I went back to work at Catch a Ride. Rising Star Comedy Club. She came to see me, brought me roses. We chatted afterwards. I told her how and why she inspired me. She loved my act, by the way, and laughed her butt off. Every comic, of course, would have to mention that, right, Mike? I only wish that I could have given something back to her. Barbara, which she told me to call her that night, but I still couldn't.
No, you always have to call your teachers by their full name or last name.
Yes, she was the absolute best. And I noticed that even after teaching, she went on to do great things. Thank you, Mrs. Sort. And rest peacefully.
Wow.
Oh,
you said you wish you could have given something back to her, but maybe you did that night.
Maybe I did. Maybe she was so proud of me, too, and she did. Oh, she laughed her.
Well, there you go, then.
Off. Yeah. Yes.
That was your gift to her.
It was very cool.
Or your thank you, if you will.
Oh, God, yes.
To her.
Wow.
All right. Well done. Sunshine warm today, windy this morning. Hopefully calming down by this afternoon. Highs in the low 80s today, mid to upper 80s tomorrow, and 68 now. What is it that you still have that at one point or another you realize, why am I even holding on to this? Now, Carla came clean off the air. Tell everybody what you finally realized.
I'm really embarrassed, actually. Angie's been staying with me. Her place was broken into. And I looked the other day and I said, why do I still have that? It's a tower. It's really cool. A wooden tower with CDs in it.
So 70s.
Mike, it's more 90s. It doesn't
Seriously?
It doesn't have cassettes in it. It has CDs in it.
Can you turn it? Can you spin it? Or is
no, it just is a face forward.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a really nice. It's actually a piece of furniture. It's wood. It's real wood. It's not plywood. It's real wood.
It's teak.
But yes,
Vietnamese
remember teak?
Rosewood.
Yeah, it's teak. Yes, that's right. It's mahogany. Yes, and I just thought, why do I still have that? And then I went looking, you know, through, and I have, like, some of my dad's, some of the stuff they put on to CD.
Okay.
And things, but still, why do I have it? Why? I have to dust it. That's what I do with it. I dust it.
Every once in a while, you'll just...
Yes, I have to dust.
So what is the what's holding you back from...
Because I think that the tower itself is cool.
Does it represent something, a period of your life?
I think Monica and Chris gave it to me a long time ago.
Oh.
And so I'm sure Monica's listening going, throw it out. Throw it out.
Now, do you feel like maybe you should ask permission or
say,
I'm going to throw this. Is that okay with you?
Do you guys mind if I do that? Because I haven't, I can tell you two CDs that are probably, five maybe, that are in there. I know there's a Madonna CD in there. And there's also a Rick Springfield.
Everything
CD.
That's available through your phone or apps on your computer or something like that.
Some of them are signed, though, you know, working in radio, so I would keep those.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but, in a box. You know,
yeah, Rick Springfield. Yeah, I think Mickey Dolenz, too, signed something.
All the big
ones. Yes, exactly. Brian Adams, roadie, I think, signed his. But, I don't know why.
How many other people have that one or two items that for whatever reason, even your better half says, why are you keeping this?
Yeah.
Let's just throw it out.
Do you have to have something?
Oh, I have a ton
of
stuff.
Okay,
like
good.
That.
Okay, good. I cannot be the only one in this room.
Anybody else? Those things you have in your house. Like, even if you threw it out, you wouldn't miss it.
Yes, yeah.
Carla was talking about those things you, I don't even know why you keep them, but they're still in your home. Yes. And for whatever reason, you just can't bring yourself to trashing something like your CD, wooden CD.
Tower, man. It's
your
as
tower.
Tall as I am. It's as tall as I am.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so that's what CD we're asking. Tower. Is there something that you just can't get rid of? Now, Ronnie's on the phone. Ronnie, go ahead.
I still have CDs. I listen to them in my car every day. And my son's like, Dad, why don't you just get like Spotify or something? I go, you know what? I got the greatest hits of everything. So when I put the Eagles in, every song I love, right? You know, I mean, I just have all classic rock CDs. I got almost 200 of them. Not a lot, but
I
enough
knew
to keep
that,
them in the car.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
My wife, Ronnie, my wife runs all the technical stuff at home. Like, if we want music in the house or out by the pool or something.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm doing. She tried to explain to me on my phone now. You just do Spotify, and then it comes up through this, blah, blah. And I said, honey, I'm just looking at you, and all I hear is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you on that one.
All right, Ronnie, have a good day.
Thanks, Ronnie.
All right, anybody else, Dan?
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. Chris said, I have so many old cords and plugs from old phones and devices and computers, and they're just all in that one area in the closet. That
I have a crate of those, too.
Yeah, why? Why? Most of them don't even exist anymore for you to plug them into.
I don't know why I have a feeling the first time I need one.
I'm going to go,
I threw all that stuff out.
Yeah, I did have one. I had the adapter that I needed to plug it in, and Patrick, Mike, my wife has so many old pillows. She's always going to donate them, but they're in boxes in the garage. Oh, my gosh. Cammie, we were talking about this off the air. I have VHS tapes for days. Why? Why do I even still have them? She said. We were talking about that off the air. We all knew that person, right? That basically had a store, had a Blockbuster in their
just
house.
Just a wall.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is so cool. Look at that.
Oh, I got Back to the Future.
Yeah.
One and two.
Yeah. Hello?
And three.
Yeah, that's right. The original Star Wars. Yeah, got it. Hello?
That's in the science fiction department.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I have all the Adam Sandler movies. Man. All of them right over here. Yeah. They're all alphabetized. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's what
I'm
talking about.
It's just so hard sometimes to move on.
You know, I had some VHS tapes that I didn't even know they were in something in the garage. I threw them out. But then I'm thinking, you know, what can anyone do with these things anymore? I mean, nobody really has a VHS player. I mean, I'm sure some people do, but
I do.
I should have given them to you.
Yeah, I'm sure Jody would have appreciated
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll bring, if I have any others, I find
bring the whole box.
Here, Jody.
Bring the whole box. Those things you just can't, for whatever reason, part with, like a tower of CDs. And the cabinetry, by the way, that goes along with those CDs. Kim's on the phone.
Kim, what is it that you need to get rid of?
I'm in the process of purging my entire life. I'm leaving Las Vegas after 47 years of being here.
Wow.
And we're going full-time RV fifth wheel living. I've discovered I've had things that I don't even know why, like third grade report cards, driver's education certificate.
Yeah.
Every greeting card that anyone's ever given me in my entire life.
It is funny you mentioned, like, we save greeting cards and letters and stuff like that. I get some of them hanging on to them. But have you ever actually really opened them and read them again?
I actually did a few of them this time because I obviously am a very sentimental person.
Yes.
So I keep it all.
Of course.
So a few of them I read, you know, like landmark, you know, 16th birthday, 21st birthday.
Yep.
Kim, as you talk, I'm thinking about my wife because she gets so mad when I try and do the whole purge thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But then what happens is I sit down, and as I go through stuff, I start reading stuff. Or
I do that. And then I never get rid of them, and then it takes me like 4 hours.
Right, instead of just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
When you sit down and it takes you 5 hours to go through your theater chest, there's a problem. You are
Yeah, tell me about. Maybe I need to buy an RV.
Maybe
I need to do that.
Kim, we're going to miss you. Good luck traveling the country.
You.
Be safe.
Thank you very much.
I can just imagine you in the big RV, with the big wheel, sitting on a telephone book.
We could do a buddy film, Mike. We could just travel.
Read the text
country.
About the guy with the big speakers.
Oh, my
speakers.
God. Carlos, I love you for this. He said, I'm embarrassed to say that I have a set of Kerwin Vega speakers that I bought new in 1993 They're still taking up space in my entertainment center. By the way, they're not even hooked up to anything.
They're just for show. They're just for show, like the wall of VHS tapes.
Yes, because the bigger the speakers at one time, the bigger the man.
Sean, wrap this up.
VHS tape and VCRs still lying around.
Yeah, baby.
Because you know what? It's going to be worth money someday.
That's what we always do and say. I know.
You never know. Plus, you know, some of those movies are just better watching with the VHS.
Oh, yeah. They're so much clearer.
Have a good day, Sean.
Thank you, my friend.
You too.
Right. Really? Is that what you believe?
Yeah. Better picture. Much better picture.
No, not on laser disc or DVD. Let's watch the VHS tape. Because so much clearer on the big screen.
That Blu-ray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I wanted to mention last hour, the guy with the speakers.
I thought
that was funny because as we were talking off air, if you really wanted to be cool, and I'm sure a lot of people listening will remember this.
Uh-huh.
If you really wanted to be cool, you would hook your TV up to your stereo.
Oh, yeah.
And on auxiliary, you'd have the sound of the TV coming through your stereo speakers.
Listen to that. You hear that? It's great.
I got four speakers.
Yeah, I see that. Those are huge. Wow.
One over there, and two in the back.
I thought that one was a chair for a minute. It's so big. Wow.
That way you get the full sound of the movie.
In the bedroom where the waterbed is, too. That's awesome.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
Jag carpet those are on, too. Wow. Wow, that's great. I like your gold chain, too. That's nice.
Thank you. Catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I got to tell you, real life self-identifying vampires are concerned about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's blood drinking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they say they should be tested for diseases and bloodborne illnesses and should just leave blood withdrawals to the medical professionals. Because even real vampires, they're not careless with where they get their blood.
Right.
So they're a little bit worried about them, and they're reaching out to them in various ways through social media and things like that. So
leave that to the pros.
Exactly, Mike. Hello, True Blood.
Barnabas Collins and those people.
Oh, yes, Dark Shadows. Oh. Justin Lin, he was directing Fast 10, which is part of the Fast and Furious franchise, the new one. He left. He said Vin Diesel is difficult on set. I've never seen anything like it. People working on the movie said he gave up $10 to $20 million to direct this movie.
Wow.
Yeah, he said he can't take it. He said Diesel shows up late, he doesn't know his lines, and he's completely out of shape. So,
He's always been in shape, like one of those muscle guys.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently he's not in the shape he's supposed to be in for this movie. So, director walked away from a lot of money. On the flip side, the Top Gun sequel, there are people out there who have seen this at various showings. They say it is awesome. It is getting rave reviews already. I know. I wanted to hear that, too. I don't want it to be awful. We already know what it's kind of about, I'm sure, but...
And even if it was awful, I don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know either. I don't want to know either. Mike Tyson had another confrontation with a fan. Everybody just thinks now they can, poke fun and poke at Mike Tyson. He was at a boxing match right here over the weekend, and a woman stuck her finger in his face. Her big pink fingernail came within, they say, about an inch of his nose. His bodyguard stopped him from just really saying something.
Why would you poke the guy?
And I know. He was escorted out. But why? Yeah, why? Why? It's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, first of all, it's Mike Tyson. Second of all, it's just rude. Why would you do that?
Would you do that to anybody else?
No.
Would you want someone doing that to you?
Except my big brother. Look at him.
Well, okay. All right. Yes, you're right. Okay. Yeah, when you're 10. Yeah, exactly. And if you are into, you know, everybody calls it murder porn, you know, all of those murder shows, all of that stuff. Peacock Network going to have a new Dateline show that examines a victim's final day alive. It's called Dateline, The Final Day. It will be out on June 14th. Oh. So, I know. It sounds interesting, and then it sounds kind of, I don't know.
I see those videos on social media.
Yeah.
And it's like, a woman would, this is the last video of my husband on his last day before he got hit by a car or something.
I don't want to see that.
Or tell me the story then, just don't leave me hanging.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Well, you will get all of that more. That is my take for now. Summer is around the corner. Trust Legacy AC, local and reliable. LegacyAC.com.
Music things for you, Carla. This is a musician named Evan Sherman reworking a Smash Mouth song, All Star.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like a Blink 182 song, which I don't get because it would not a lot of work to be done, but here's what he came up with. Does it work? I don't know.
Yeah, it does. I'd like it to be a little harder, I think. His voice is very easy. But I like it. I like
wimpy.
The style. Yeah.
Evan Sherman, reworking Smash Mouth's All-Star, so it sounds like a Blink-182 song.
It does.
And then the other thing I have for you, and I don't know, maybe they were just goofing around. I think they were just goofing around and goofing on Backstreet Boys. These are the guys from Korn who posted a video of themselves singing I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
So you got Korn, who's pretty hard stuff.
Yes, very, yeah.
Singing a boy band song.
Okay.
I Want It That Way, and this is how they sounded like.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never meant to hear you say I want it that way.
So there you go.
Sounds like me and Wendy in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Come on, you guys.
Just having a good time.
Yes.
Why do I have a feeling if they would have really thought about it and really tried, they'd sound pretty good?
Oh, it would have sounded really good. They were, you're right, just kind of goofing on them. But yes. Yeah, one
with
of the
harmonies.
Boys counted, commented on it, by the way, and they liked it.
Nick Carter.
That it, yes, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Korn is doing I Want It That Way.
Right?
I love it. All right, there you go. Enjoy that. Earth, Wind, and Fire coming back to Vegas. We have tickets before you could even buy them. Tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes from now. Earth, Wind, and Fire coming back to Vegas. October, November, Venetian Theater at the Venetian Las Vegas. Tickets go on sale this Friday. You have a chance to win them all week long before you could even buy them.
Cool.
You know, like we were playing that Smash Mouth song,
Blink 182. Yeah.
All right, this is an Earth, Wind, and Fire song done by somebody else.
Yes, it is.
Just tell us if you can identify the song by title. There you go. All right, if you can identify that Earth, Wind, and Fire song by title being done by somebody who's not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right.
Starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. Here it is one more time. You know what we should have done is name that group, that band, and I don't think you could.
I know. You might. Some of you might know it, but yeah.
All right, starting with caller number 9. Look at that. Phone lines lining up even as we speak. Ninth caller, if you are correct, you are a winner. Tickets for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets before you could buy them. Earth, Wind, and Fire. All you have to do is tell us the name of this song, an Earth, Wind, and Fire song done by another artist. Here you go. Karen, can you identify that song by title being done by somebody other than Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Well, I'm going to take a stab at it. Shining Star by Stryper.
Yes! Oh, good job! Woo! Good job! Karen, you have to be a Stryper fan.
I have no idea who they are.
I love it.
Well, you got the it doesn't matter who they are. Nope. You got tickets for Earth, Wind, and Fire for their run in October, November, Venetian Theater at the Venetian Las Vegas. Hang on the line. By the way, second chance to win. Register right now on our contest page at 96.3KKLZ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is just weird. Not sure when this happened, Carla, but a video is going viral now where this idiot in Texas trying to drive with long planks of wood extending out both sides of his little car. You know how people will shove them in there, but they're just like coming out one window?
Yeah, it fits.
Well, this guy put them in sideways so it'd go through one window and then go out the other.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So the beams on one side of the car, these wood planks hit a sign on one side of the road, causing the car to hit at least one other vehicle. And listen to this. These are some of the, this is audio of eyewitnesses watching the whole thing go down.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I saw that coming. Oh, my gosh. And they just kept driving. Oh, my goodness. Hit and run.
Dropped planks.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
But listen to the little kid in back.
Know, what? What?
And nobody's talking to him.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, my gosh. I saw that coming. Oh, what? My gosh.
What?
And then just kept driving.
I'm in a car seat. Don't have a real good vantage point here. Hello? What? 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 I know that's hilarious. What?
Somebody tell me what's going on.
I can't see. I'm leaning back. I'm 2 feet tall. I cannot see what's going on. Hello.
It's just one. What?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I saw that coming. Oh, my gosh. And they just kept driving.
Or he's just that annoying kid. What? What? Why? 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 Because why? Because why? Because I can play that game too. Oh, man,
that
alive.
That is so funny. A 70-year-old man in Washington thought he saw a guy stealing from a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So he went up to him. They got into a fight, and he shot him.
Okay.
Now, the victim is fine. Right. In fact, he didn't even steal anything. A 70-year-old guy was arrested, so that's happening up in Washington State.
Okay, sounds fun. So. Oh, a lot of fun stories this morning. Listen, next time you go to Disneyland, apparently this happened last year, but it's just getting out there. A bunch of people got stuck on Pirates of the Caribbean and broke down, and a woman had to pee. So she just took her pants down, popped a squat with her butt off the side of the boat, and peed in the water.
Oh!
Yeah! Yeah, it happened just this last fall. We're just hearing about it now. People have come out and started talking about it. Oh, that's just gross. That's gross.
For guys, I know it's nothing, but...
No, but for a woman to hang her butt off, they were stuck for, I guess, about a half hour. So, and I guess, you got to pee, I guess.
Maybe had some water or something.
And you're in the water. Yeah. And, yo-ho, yo-ho. Pirate's life for me. Oh, dear God, again.
A pirate's life for me.
Yes, that's right.
I'm in the water now. Yeah, that's
right.
And I'm going to pee.
They peed off the boats, right? Listen to this story. This is an update from several years ago, and I read this story on the air.
All right.
Now, hold on to your parts, Mike. The 47-year-old guy in England, Malcolm, you remember, he developed an infection, and it got so bad that his package fell off. Fell off. Now, modern science grew him a new one on his arm. No joke, on his arm. I'm pointing to my arm, Mike. Now, They use skin to grow it. I mean, it's amazing what they did, but he's had it hanging off of his arm for 6 years. Why? Because there were scheduling mix-ups, then the pandemic, then staffing issues.
Oh, boy.
Well, finally, it was put in its place. Now, he's keeping a great sense of humor about it. He says he didn't. His friends made jokes for 6 years, basically. I'm sure they did. But it's there now. Doesn't work, he says, like the old one. So he's got some
things.
No, they never do. No, when you replace that, that's not like just putting new tires on, kicking those babies. No, you got to.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that coming.
Yeah,
oh,
you sure?
Gosh.
Yeah, but
and they just kept driving.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
It's a pump. He's got a pump. So just like a tire, he can inflate it when he needs to drive.
I should have kept it on my arm.
Exactly. Well, and I am going to read this verbatim. There is a documentary about him premiering, and it premieres tonight in the UK. It will eventually make its way here, and it's called The Man with a on his arm. The man with the penis on his arm.
Wow.
That's what it's called. I think, I don't know. I mean, is that not a perfect title? Come on. Jeez. So, yeah. Look him up, Malcolm McDonald. You can actually see pictures of him sitting there.
Oh, perfect.
And, well, some of they're blurred out, but it's like, oh, wow.
Do we have a whole gallery?
So, yeah, it is. Yeah, I'll do a listicle for his ickle. And, so 6 years with this thing, guys. 6 years with this thing. Gone where it belongs now, huh? Come at me. Oh, it is Tuesday or other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, a puppy from the UK recently discovered something. Now, Adam Clark bought their dog, Ollie, as a puppy last month as a surprise gift for his 9-year-old daughter, Alicia. Ollie's it's called a Legato Romanolo, and it's a water dog. They swim, they do a lot of that, and they dig also. Family was taking a walk with little Ollie when he started digging in a local field. Well, he found 15 gold sovereign pieces from the 19th century. They're worth about $8,000. So, much to the family's surprise, Ollie's digging just found something that's going to pay off for them. Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the one not in favor of getting Ollie?
Who didn't want the dog? Hello, keep digging. Ollie, keep digging.
You dig wherever you want.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. Little dog just getting into stuff. But it was out and about. It wasn't at the house. So, about $8,000.
And what does Squish do for Morty? Nothing.
Yeah, not one thing.
Nah,
not one
just
thing.
Just laser. All right.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
That's a great story. I love it. If you have a feel-good story happening in your life right now, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in. She will have the Beasley Banker with a new code word, 11 o'clock. Help you qualify for that $10,000 grand prize. Be listening for that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.